Thursday morning, we're with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
A nice story today where you've told me about a man who is taking photographs of every house where?
Here in Cooperstown. This local photographer, Andy Bonet, called me the other day. He shoots large format images for the National Park Service of historic buildings, industrial sites, and scenic views, often endangered, from all over the country. His negatives are then filed in the Library of Congress, part of a permanent record of the American story. A few years ago, Andy ran across the Florence Peasley Ward photo collection in the Misha Library here in Cooperstown. Misha is the New York State Historical Association, and Florence, her nickname was Flip, was registrar there. In the 1950s and 60s, Flip Ward began putting together photos of every building in the village of Cooperstown, every institution, every store, even every house. Some photos she found in antique stores and house sales, some she took herself, other photographers helped her too. In 1972, about the time she retired, she gave the whole collection, some 12,000 images, to Misha. They're organized by streets and street numbers in the village and by state and county routes outside the village. I didn't even know that the collection existed. Andy, in addition to the work for the Park Service, takes on projects. I guess I'd call them labors of love. For instance, he began documenting Grange Halls several years ago just because he's interested in them. He kept turning over the Ward collection in his mind. Photo prints, of course, fade. Digital images deteriorate, too. Andy said, "It only recently occurred to me that because of digital technology, we have no record that's going to survive into the next generation for people to look at." I gather this is a big debate in the museum community, too. Andy determined to do for Cooperstown what he's done for Grange Halls and significant sites across the country. Using his large format camera, he started to duplicate all of Florence Ward's images. The other day, he was shooting outside the Cooper Inn, at once a stately home. It's been a fine small hotel for a century. He's done the Bank of Otsego County, which is a stone Greek revival downtown. He's done some barns, including Grasslands, a prominent local farm. One of the things that surprised him is how little Cooperstown has changed. I was talking to a retired curator, C.R. Jones, about this, and he said it's no surprise to him. A Cooperstown population has been stable, about 2,000 people, since the 1830s, so there's been no big push to build more houses or suburbs. A lot of people love Cooperstown just as it is, and Flip Ward, I gather, was one of them. C.R. Jones told me, she always said, rather jokingly, and subscribed to it too, that the only regret her mother had about dying was she would have to leave Cooperstown. Well, now we're going to have Florence's collection, and we're going to have Andy Bonet's half-century update, and his negatives, placed in acid-free sleeves, will be donated to the Nisha Library. He estimates they'll last for 500 years.
Wonderful story. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. Jim, catch up with you next week.
Thanks again.